From the news team at the Community Media Centre on the Isle of Sheppey, this is Sheppey FM, local news. Exclusive report on the situation at Seashells Children's Centre.
This is Amanda Cooper out in the heart of the community for 92.2 Sheppey FM. Today I'm outside Seashells at Family and Children's Centre. Hello, good morning, Mike Whiting, and you're independent.
Independent councillor representing the Isle of Sheppey at Kent County Council.
Tell me your thoughts on the potential or impending closure of this wonderful families hub.
Well, it's a disgraceful decision, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I, in the thousands of people I've spoken to about this, I don't think I've found one. Except the cabinet member who thinks this is a good idea. It's an appalling decision, in my view, for the community here in Sheppey. I think it just tears the heart out of the community here.
Hello, I'm now talking to Dolly Wooster. Dolly, your thoughts on the proposed shut or closure of Seashells?
The decision around defunding the children's centre has come as a complete shock to the community. All the information that was put in via the consultation was absolutely for prove that the more money that's invested here, the more money the community, KCC, SWAL, national government saves here by making sure that actually the community deliver for themselves. So by enabling, by making sure that people are facilitated in the right manner, which means, for example, instead of cooking for people, you teach themselves to cook. They actually learn the key skills that they need to thrive in their own lives around their family. And absolutely, this centre delivers that in spades all the time, which is why it was so shocking that those long-term social savings were not even considered by KCC as viable.
My name's Elliot Jays. I'm a councillor representing Sheppey Central at Swellborough Council.
What are your thoughts on that potential closure?
It's an absolute shambles. It shouldn't be happening. This is one of the most deprived areas in Kent and therefore needs this service. It shouldn't be happening. The cabinet member will not listen to logic, especially financial logic, about how much this centre is needed. It's a continuation of KCC's cuts to the island. We've had Blackburn Lodge closed recently. The youth centre had to go independent because KCC removed the funding.
So this is about saving money then, this potential closure?
Pure and simple.
And now talking to Alistair Brady, and you are the leader of the opposition?
I am. This is cross-party support for this centre and wanting the services to be delivered here as opposed to a family hub down the road.
Yes, we're talking about the gateway, aren't we, where only something like 7 out of the 40 or so services would transfer across into an environment that do you believe is suitable, the gateway?
I think that's where some of the major concerns are, the safeguarding issues. You can hear children in the background. The whole point is delivering services where families need them.
Yeah.
And between April and November last year, 1,820 young people between 0 and 19 came here, and that's 25% more than the young people that went to all other 6 centres. And I'm not doing a disservice to the other centres. Yeah. I'm just trying to say that this centre needs to be kept open, because you need to deliver services where people need them.
I'm now with Ben Cooper.
Yes, I'm Ben Cooper. I'm Executive Head Teacher of Sheerness West Federation, and that is made up of Rose Street Primary School, which is literally just next door, and Westminster Primary School. And the reason why I'm here particularly is because of somebody who obviously works in education but also works really next door to this centre, I can see the massive advantages that it brings. I'm a big believer in children's centres anyway, in that kind of approach, because I think money put in at this stage always is money well spent. My beliefs are that for children, even though obviously we want great educational results for our children, we have to treat them as children first and pupils second. I think this centre absolutely does that, in that it supports our local children and families. It's in the right place, it's always busy, it's always open. So if your incident or problem occurs at 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, it'll be open. If you've not got to wait for it to be open at a particular time. When I look at the other models of family hubs proposed, they don't provide that level of care, and this place has always been greater than the sum of its parts. It does so much more than, you know, than they have to do. And from what I've seen of it, and as compared to other children's centres I've seen, I would say it's the model of what a children's centre and a, you know, children family hub as it is now, I know, should be.
Okay, I'm standing outside the Seashells Centre now with Labour MP for Sittingbourne and Sheppey, Kevin McKenna. Hello, welcome, Kevin.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for speaking to me this morning. It's absolutely freezing.
It is freezing, isn't it?
But we seem doing really well, so let's keep going.
To have got rid of the children's PE lesson now, though, so that's a bit quieter.
It is, but I'm just showing you the primary school is right next to Seashells, which is just fantastic. It just shows you how connected the whole thing is in the community and why it's so important to have a hub for kids and their families and their parents right together. It's, we build the community out from places like this.
Yes, and we've been hearing from other people about how important this is, from parents as well, how important this centre is. It's the heart of a community for families who struggle in some cases to either parent or access services. And without Seashells, what do you think the long-term impact is going to be?
Well, socioeconomically, this is one of the most deprived parts of the country. It's as deprived as anywhere. It's just really, really rich in community. And part of that is the work the Seashells have done over the last 20-odd years. You know, from parents who maybe didn't know how to parent well, it's taught them great skills that their kids have learned that they're now using with the next generation, and it will be the next generation beyond that. It's the sort of thing that really shifts a community and where it's at economically and socially.
And I think one of the councillors said, you know, spend £1 a day to save £3, or just no, save £1 a day, wasn't it, and to spend £3, you know, tomorrow or whatever. Yeah. Is this decision just about money, do you think?
I think that's the biggest driver, but I don't think it's the only thing that's going in. And now the government has put in over £4 million to Kent County Council, specifically for family hubs and for these kind of services. When Labour was in government last time, we developed the Sure Start centres, and then across the country lots of them were cut. Part of the reason was they couldn't show the evidence that, oh, it was a good spend of money. Well, look, the evidence is when the kids that go there grow up to become adults themselves. And that's why we put this extra money in. And of that, you know, it's just over £4 million. It's to support services like this. It was very explicitly about family hubs and making family hubs work. Well, look, we've got a really good one here. I think it's awful, frankly, this decision that's been made to not spend the money that's actually been allocated for that on a service that's provably doing such great work.
Right, I'm now talking to one of the parents who uses the centre. What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly. Kelly, what are your thoughts on the closure of...
It's disgusting, if I'm honest, because if it wasn't for this centre, I wouldn't be where I am 2 years down the line with my children back in my care. I've got 6 weeks left until I'm due another baby, and I do everything, and all the staff here are so wonderful and so supportive, they're welcoming, and losing all the courses that
so
they do.
What would impact would that have on you then if the services went?
We wouldn't have baby clubs, wouldn't be able to come and get them weighed. I don't drive,
right?
So this is my closest thing to home to do anything.
So getting to Laysdown, which is the other
It'd
site,
be a
how
nightmare.
Would that be a
It'd nightmare because of getting buses.
And the expense,
and
of course.
The expenses of paying for the journey, because KCC ain't going to pay for your funding.
And so coming off the island to get those services is a total no.
Total no. So I'm against
What would the impact be on you if you didn't have the support of Seashells? What do you think the impact on you personally would be in terms of your own health and well-being?
My anxiety and depression would go back downhill. It's only because I've got this place that I can come and talk to people.
Right.
Whereas, obviously, I've got my GP and I've got my mother-in-law, but I've got no one else.
I'm now talking to Heidi Appleby. Hello, Heidi.
Hello.
Outside Seashells Children and Family Centre, you're a parent.
I am a parent.
And you use the centre.
Both of my children have come to this centre. My son, he's 9 years old, started in this centre when he was 6 months old. We used to go to the mother and baby appointments, and he did all the groups here. And I'm absolutely gutted that they're trying to close down children's family hub, because children learn, and I'm a mother that didn't know how to parent my child. I didn't know how to change a nappy. I didn't know how to do any of that. Thanks to Seashells, I have learned how to be a mum. I have got a beautiful daughter that is 2.5 that goes to Seashells, has been to all the groups as well, and goes to nursery here. And she has autism, and she's in the middle of going to speech therapy, thanks to Seashells.
Nice.
But yeah, I just think it's diabolical that they are trying to close the family hub. A lot of parents will be falling apart and not able to learn how to parent. And just get their children along. There is nothing like this in Sheerness. They won't be anything like this, or they won't be able to know where to take their children from this step.
Well, I'm now speaking to Kerry Standen, who is a parent who uses Seashells Children's and Family Centre, and we do have a very noisy playground in operation next to us, which is probably quite quite good actually. So Kerry, you are a parent of young children.
Yes, well, she's a teenager, right. But we're using the CAMS for ASC and her mental health.
Right.
If we didn't have this service here on the island, I don't know where we'd have to go to get the help that she needs and the support that she gets from here. Mm-hmm. We've been coming here for 2 to 3 years now on the basis of a help. We've been on the waiting list for 3.5 years for our ASC.
Right.
And in that time we've used this facility a fair bit. Mm-hmm. The staff are very welcoming, and it'll be a shame for it to shut.
And presumably that's just one of the services that this centre provides.
Yeah.
It might or might not be one of the seven that they're proposing to take to the gateway. But if it's not one of the seven, what will you do?
Well, to be fair, this is what we're going to have to wait and find out. But I'm hoping it doesn't, and they will see that this is a great commodity to have on the island, and it doesn't move. It's set up for everything that it's needed for.
To listen again to the extended interviews, visit our website or Sheppey FM YouTube channel. Sheppey FM Local News. Nothing is more important than the community we serve.